Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Things married people argue about.
I love the background noise on this show. Hey, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Got to be your background.
Yeah, good. It is not. I don't have kids today. Good afternoon in the morning time.
What's
I did no such a thing.
What it do, what it do. All the way live from Itty Bitty Clint City. Give it up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, everybody. And, yeah, those aren't my babies either.
See?
Hey, I actually got that message. Look like we're going to be enjoying Drew Hill and the crew coming up here soon. But first, DMV brings us all that background noise. Give it up for that dude, St. James, on the world of skill, doesn't he?
Yeah, my fault about that. We little girl was coming out the bathroom or whatever. You know, I posted earlier today a little bit about my triumph.
You know what I'm saying? She finally potty trained or whatever. 2 years old, no more pampers. So that's one less bill we got to pay. We love potty trained children. I mean, she still got her moment.
Yeah, she still got her moment, though. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, it's better than how, you know, it's just a lot more under control.
She'll get tired. You won't only have maybe a couple accidents, and then she'll get. She ain't gonna want to feel that stuff.
Listen, I'll tell you all a funny. Speaking of potty trained children, a post I saw my goddaughter's parents posted. Well, actually, my goddaughter's mother posted something yesterday. She said she went in the room and she thought that her baby had a bunch of chocolate all over her, only to find out it was not chocolate.
Oh, snap.
Only to find out it was not chocolate.
Oh, snap. Not a good look right there, baby. Not a good look.
Hey, hold on. I had a poo story, too. I was sitting on a neighbor's house, and I was sitting at the edge of their bed, and like I kept hearing something hit the wall, and I'm like, it don't sound like a ball. It sound, you know, like what the hell they got? It that small. I go in there, they got doo doo everywhere. The little baby is throwing the doo doo against the wall. He didn't make it.
Oh,
he's
no.
Throwing it up against the wall.
No thanks.
I can't say I miss those days at all.
Can you say bleach and pine salt and the most
everywhere? Yes.
I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, this show is not about feces tonight. That is not the topic of our show.
Hey, but there's something to argue about. I'm trying to tell who won't watch in the baby.
Who's going
to
clean it up? That's going to be the argument. Who's going to clean it up?
You won't clean it up.
It's your turn.
I changed the diaper.
At least you said
they
turn.
Don't wear diapers.
Now, see, that's fair. At least he said turn, because most men would just, you know, just go ahead and handle that.
Listen, hey. I was like, I sent one of those faces back when I saw the post, and she hit me back talking about, you can come pick her up. I'm like, not tonight.
Not
tonight.
Right. You need her about a week to be
tonight. We're talking about marriage and the things that married people argue about. I cannot really take part in this conversation, but I can sit back as an innocent bystander tonight, as someone who's never been married. But hey, tonight's discussion, marriage and the things that married people argue about, got a show topic on Monday. And so there's a specific thing that kind of spun this conversation tonight, but we're going to get into it right after this. Although married people have formed a union, there's still some personal things that must be respected. Yes or no? We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. You are inside the social lab. The whole crew is here. We'll be right back. It is 9:09. What's going on, America? TM Hama Radio Live.
In light of the DC talks, we're going to go with I'm the Ish. Next joint.
Put your hands up.
but it's just that it's a consistent thing. Things are going to come up, and it's going to be stuff that you thought you may have been able to get a handle on early in the game, or you may have had a handle on early in the game until after you guys jumped the broom. You know what I mean? It could be something. It could be something as small as which way you like the toilet paper to be on a roll. Some like going from underneath. Some like going from over the top. I myself, I'm an underneath kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't let that bother me to the point to where if it's that much of an idiosyncrasy with you, you got to turn it over to the top part. So be it. Hey, I just want to wipe my ass anyway at the end of the day. I could really care less the direction that the toilet paper flows. You know what I mean? I really could care less. But, you know, as long as
right.
there's something there and, you know, and it's available, that's what matters. So
that's
my
thing. Yeah.
That's you know, like I said, at the end of the day, from a guy's point of view, I would say when it comes to debates, choose your battles wisely. Because I don't like using the word argument. Because arguments are a big waste of energy. I think a lot of times you can have heated debates and, like, passionate discussions because there may be a difference in values. Your value system may differ from theirs, and it may not come out until that value is tested. You know what I'm saying? Things may have not have come to the table the first 5 years, first 3 years of you guys dating because y'all may not live together until, you know, after a certain point. And then certain value systems get put to the test, you know, about how to pay bills or whatever the case may be, privacy issues or whatever like that. Because, you know, once you marry, some people have the issue of, you know, it's not nothing. There's nothing that needs to be hidden anymore. You know what I mean? We talked about this before. But that's my stance on it. You got, as from a man's standpoint, choose your battles wisely. Because a lot of times it may not be by any reason or any intent on our own, but we're going to have to do a lot of the fixing of situations. Not saying we're going to repair the situation, but we're going to have to fix. We're the reason why there's an issue sometimes, a lot of times.
So say,
when it comes
say,
to
let me ask,
back and forth
let me ask this. You just brought up a great point. Did you give up your privacy when you formed your union?
It depends on what you're talking about privacy about. We talked about the phone issue a couple weeks ago. When it comes to that, it never, I'll put it like this, it never was an issue from the beginning. And even after we, you know, set our vows and everything, it was never brought back to the table in a negative light. Well, there were certain parameters that we set for each other, and we understood. I mean, for what it's worth, I got her a phone under my contract, under my name or whatever, when we first started, you know, after things started getting serious with us, because she had issues with her stuff or whatever. So I got her a phone. We first started dealing. Not we first started, but like after it got serious. But I never, like, you know, just tried to check the bill or, you know, whatever, because that wasn't the issue. You know what I'm saying? There was a certain level of trust that we had, and she never tried to violate me by sneaking into my phone. Well, you know, before passcodes were big, never tried to sneak into my phone and try to go to my call log and all that stuff like that. That wasn't the issue. You know what I mean? But most privacy, yeah, you got to throw that out the window. But certain stuff, you know, is kind of an unwritten rule that we kind of carry between ourselves that, you know, we won't cross a certain line unless we ask permission. You know what I'm saying? I'll ask her, can I look at her phone for something? She'll ask me, should she look at my phone for something? She's going to pick it up and go, you know, and surf the net or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
What's the one thing that you absolutely gave up as a single person? You said privacy went out the door. And so I'm not talking about that. What's the one thing that at the end of the day that it was truly one of those staples, a St. James staple, that you had to let go when you got married?
Me coming and going as I please without answering anybody. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Not
like, I get
right.
up and I go. When I'm bored with a certain situation, or I just need to, like, just get out and, you know, just get some air. You know what I'm saying? Don't have no destination
yeah,
to go.
It.
And you know what I'm saying? And just want to, I'll find my way into something. Cause that's how I lived my life before I got with her. Like, you know, it would be Sundays in Atlanta, nothing to do. I would, like, you know, probably roll up something, hit the streets, and wherever it leads me, That's what I do. And I end up coming home by the night with a fulfilled day. That was out the door. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't go like that anymore. The timeshare was different. You know what I'm saying? Not to say I didn't spend time up before, but it's like, you know, like I said, you just can't bounce. Like, yo, I'm going to be back. Well, where you going? I don't know. This is going to roll out. Nah, ain't none of that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the show, I'm coming too. You gotta think for everybody else now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give up thinking for yourself and acting singly. You know what I'm saying? When I say single, not by yourself, but acting in a single mindset. I mean, like nobody,
right.
Like your decisions
don't
affect
with a
anybody
frame.
Else.
Right. You go every
you know
when
mean?
You do go somewhere, you going somewhere with a definite time frame.
Right. Or even if you don't, just like, you know, there's parameters on your stay wherever you go. Bottom line, you can't just not come back to the morning anymore without an explanation or no stuff like that. But anyway,
right.
It's 9:21, y'all. We're gonna take a break real quick, and we'll come back to the Save James interview on his marriage. After the break.
Oh, wow. I'm
all about this bread. And if I get caught slipping, I can end up in the pit. But I better have my money. Better have my money.
My man, baby, mom, in the morning, tell him GM. Kiss him on the forehead, take the keys to his BM. Ain't even gonna tell you got the code to his DM. I head on the gram like hashtag free him. I'm biased, but all I got for these hunters is this papaya. I done drove every car, no liar. I ain't talking music when I say I did shit for Mariah. Nick wasn't there, nor was Matola. Sitting on the crates, gun in the stroller. I was selling coke, no joke, no cola. Just made a quarter mil off Ebola. What's up?
I'm all about this moolah. I'm all about this bread. And if I get caught slipping, I can end up in the pit.
I got that cachet for Felico. Dominican, he had the best Felico. And we just trying not to catch the Rico. Remember what Mitch had heard from Rico. Well, Nick little guy every day, B. I'm getting money, getting fly every day, B. I pulled up on side the real AZ. And I was young when they tried to kill AZ. We kept it mob style like whip-wop. Audemars styling on a wristwatch. See that? Still do hollering in my flip-flops. Summertime hopping out the Rari with the missing top.
I'm all about this moolah. I'm all about this bread. And if I get caught slipping, I can end up in the pit. Better have my money.
My money.
Better have my money.
My money.
Better have my money.
Living life big, it's that more money. No matter what I get, I'm screaming more money. More money coming in, more money spent. Smelling like money, that's that more money scent. AMG kit, that's that more money bands. Knock, open the door, I'm letting more money in. She like, what's this more money? But it's like the vegan that you with, I'm getting more money then. Pockets full of Chuck E. Cheese, I'm under the money tree and I'm just catching all the leaves. She just wanna feel a breeze, I just wanna on her knees, cold antifreeze.
I'm all about this moolah.
We've been about to up
I'm all
money.
About this bread. And if I get
what you thought we were
slipping? I can end up in the pit. Better have my money.
We out here, man. Ain't too much change with the money, huh? Shout out to Killer the Don, can't drop the jump. Joel Santana, the prince of the city. Hey, Freaky, what's up? Iron Man himself, you heard me? Don't get scared yet.
TM Hyman Radio Live. You know, it's 9:24 p.m. here on the East Coast, and 6:24 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. You know, we are talking about marriage and things that married people argued about. And before we went to break, Mr. James was explaining his point of view of marriage. But before we
Mr.
go
James
in,
was under
further,
fire.
We have a
under
we
fire,
we got
really?
Hey.
Not under fire.
Marriage is a hard thing, and it's beautiful at the same time. But before we go any further, I want to introduce our beautiful Dee Dee Willingham out of Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. With your health and wellness segment. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Now get it together, baby girl. Just say no.
My bad.
No,
I've been
just
divorced
no.
too long. It's time to get married.
That's
I need
exactly
a ring on my finger.
Find you somebody, yeah, so you can get it together.
Guys,
hey,
because I'm in the totally duck me.
bless your heart. Maybe we can get you some health and some wellness. That's the problem right there. You can get your man, get some health and some wellness going on.
Thank you, boo. I need that.
Oh, snap.
Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. I'm so glad to join you in 2015 for a great Wednesday Health and Wellness segment. And I have missed my T.M. Hyman family and the listeners. I'm happy to be back. I did not come with a segment that will bore you tonight. I figured since we've already passed the month of January, which is normally our resolution month, that's when we're going to begin. Yep, we're going to begin losing weight. This is it. We're going to lose weight. We're going to start taking our vitamins.
Yes.
We're going to start doing
yes.
this. Yeah, and
yes.
when we get
lies.
To the end of 2015, yep, just like, you go back and say, okay, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. So I came tonight to basically be your accountability partner. Let's see, what have you done for the month of 2015, the month of January so far? So I just wanted to just recap some of the things that you could keep your mind on, keep your focus on, if you have not or if you've been a little slow, about three areas. And tonight it's just weight loss, your vitamins, taking your vitamins, and if you were trying to basically work on yourself. So just some recap, just some things to focus in on, if you haven't been doing it already, and something to hold you accountable if you haven't been doing what you said you was going to do in 2015. As far as weight loss, make sure, again, that you see your physician, that if you don't have a plan, get a plan together, because proper planning prevents poor performance, and if you fail, plan to fail. And don't go on a diet. A diet is the hardest thing you do. When somebody tells you no, the first thing you want to do is do it. So instead of going on a diet, change your mind. If you change your mind about how you're living, you will begin a healthier lifestyle. And it's all about changing your mind, not so much about going on a diet. And, again, don't quit or give up because your results are moving slow. It didn't take overnight for you to put it on, so it's not going to take overnight to get it off. And also remember, everything isn't for everybody. So just because you and Zumba and your girlfriend and Zumba and she done lost 15 pounds, I mean, you're going to lose 15 pounds. Again, everything isn't for everybody. So don't give up and don't get discouraged. And excuse me, if you need somebody to work out with, they have trainers, ask your girlfriend, or, you know, just, you know, get some own self-motivation. Call somebody. Turn your music on. You can do it. You decided your resolution this year was going to be taking vitamins and supplements, that you're going to make sure that your inside is as healthy looking as your outside is. Because now, if you haven't heard, the vitamins and supplements are being hit or looked at real hard because they're not FDA regulated. Target, Walmart, GNC, and Walgreens are being looked at very hard now because they are putting out fake vitamins and supplements. They've been tested, and they found out it is nothing but some grass from outside in your front yard, some dandelion. I mean, it's nothing that's going to help you, like it says. Like if you're getting some vitamin C, they found out it's not vitamin C. It's just some oregano and some, you know, some dandelion root ground up, and they're saying this is vitamin C. So you have to read your labels, do your research, pay close attention to what I know, right? It sounds crazy. Pay close attention to the research and the company brand and what they have going on. And also, nobody is going to it's not the company's responsibility to tell you that they're putting out false information or they're putting out wrong or bad vitamins. It's your responsibility to validate, you know, to validate if the vitamin is going to work for you or not work for you, or if it is what it says it is or not. How do you do that? You go back, you look online, you do your research, you find the report, or you can go and talk to your pharmacist or your doctor to find out, you know, what tests that out there are available to you that may be not for free if you don't have to pay for them, to see if they're actually a good vitamin for you or if they said they're the real thing. Again, it's our responsibility to make sure that the things we put in our body are what they say they are. And lastly but not least, for those that made resolutions about getting over past hurts, or we're going to face our challenges or all the things that we didn't do or that we tried to run from, we're going to face in 2015. I just want to say for all those who maybe missed the boat in January or were moving a little slow in January, here's some accountability for you. First thing is make sure that admission, admit whatever the issue is, whatever the hurt, whatever the challenge, whatever you ran from, admit it to yourself or admit it to whomever. Next, you want to do some self-evaluation because sometimes we get in our minds that it's something else and cause the problem or we're not the issue. But if you take a moment and self-evaluate, you really are the issue. And then write out some action steps for an improvement plan, whether it's you that needs to be improved or whether it's someone else involved in the situation that you feel like can help the situation improve. And then from there, if you feel like that's not going to be the answer or that's not helping you to the best of your ability, don't be afraid to seek some help, advice from a counselor or a life coach. Because just because you got a mom and a dad or you got some friends don't mean that they have the right answers for you. Broke people cannot make you rich. A divorced couple cannot tell you how to have a successful marriage. Go to somebody who knows more
Preach.
Than the people around you. So I just want to, again, just to bring some accountability for this 1 month of 2015 or help those who don't have the direction in which they need in order to go about accomplishing the resolutions in which they set. Again, I am so grateful and thankful to be here with you on this Hump Day Wednesday, this Health and Wellness Wednesday, and I thank you for joining me, and I look forward to visiting next Wednesday.
Great nuggets, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, how do I prevent from purchasing grass and oregano?
Fake. For that situation, you need to smell it. You can look at it and tell if it's what you really want or if it's oregano because it has a different look and texture. And it should have a different look.
Right.
Oregano don't have seeds either.
Wait. See, you
heard us.
See, y'all went somewhere. Okay, I was asking you about the vitamins in your report. I don't know what you're talking about.
They selling shake over there, son.
Oregano ain't got no seeds in it.
We're going to pause for the cause. We'll be right back after this. That's the social live.
Look at my rings, I got the team tatted. Me stacking my cream, the only thing matted. Me whipping that, you know it's G status. Caught a key in the bag just like a beef patty. When I'm in the spot, know it's straight cracking. Got your chain snatch acting like it ain't happening. Jig 'em with one at least eight pages. Cartier cost your boy 80 carats. Black bottle boy, we could go to war. Start with 40 bottles, we can order more. Outgrew the safe money, wall to wall. My order must for ballers, none of y'all. Got real back in 98. Look around, little fine weight. Park the Monte Carlo in the 7 tray. All white phantom, now we heavyweight. Talking money team, money a heavyweight. Money team, money nigga, heavyweight. She never f***ed a nigga with straight commas. Then come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner.
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My
hitters, my hitters. Got to do a slide like them killers in the 80s. All I gotta do is say it ain't no real fan of maybes. I bust it. Yeah, that's just our mama raving. Never really knew my daddy, so my brother had to game me. Uptown native, all black Mercedes in my mother wrist worth four in the baby. Used to break them down daily. Life, you pay me. Now you're looking at the plug in self made paper. 50 on demand like I'm paying for the cable. Told the bitch, this the mob, it ain't a motherfucking label. Trying to put $100,000 in the middle of my palm. I do it for the who can't even get a bond. Big dope dealer with a death sentence. Ain't snitch, kept it real, that's a real. Died, still tripping, trying to kill your rental. Got 99 problems, ain't this shit. And I'm strapped with some. Would try to play. I'm from the jungle, nothing but killers and wolves where I stay. Still a type to tell you that I could when I came. I'm good in the hood and I'm good at the paint.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
Maybach music. Maybach music.
Maybach. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial. It is currently 7:36 out in Houston, Texas, where my Bulls are losing by like 13 points right now. But it's all good though, because we're gonna still be in the playoffs anyway. The East is weak. We are back with you guys, TM Hyman Radio. We got the whole crew.
I love this show.
TM Hyman, Hot Chocolate, CeeLo Boston, Madam Boston. I can't call you CeeLo Boston. And Double D's over there. What's happening with y'all?
Double D's want you to
pretty,
smell your vitamins, people. She wants you to smell
your
vitamins.
Right. We had a pretty left field, left turn that it took. Unexpectedly about our vitamin packs that we get. How can we tell if his butt is shake? You know what we're talking about?
That wasn't the question. That wasn't my question.
Listen, that's not what we were talking about.
Was not my question.
We were talking about that. We were talking
sure?
about how to prove the validity. How can a regular consumer prove the validity of their vitamin or supplement in actuality without going to some type of lab or laboratory without them doing a test on it? The only way that the consumer can tell is by trying a different brand and knowing their body. If you're putting something into your body and you know that there's supposed to be a difference and you're not getting anything different, either you can go and talk to your doctor and they'll give you a different brand, or you can do it yourself. They put it on the something over the counter, whatever. But then if that doesn't work, then you can suggest, can we test it? The doctor, will go from there. But other than that, there is no, you can't chop it up and then, use some litmus paper to see if it's really oregano or if it's really, black pepper, a black pepper vitamin or something like that. Or it just depends. You have to trust the company
like
and which you purchase from. Yes.
And that's a great question, though, because there are a lot of major retailers here that just took their vitamin supplements off the shelves because they weren't what they claim to be.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm talking about. Exactly right. Walmart, Target,
it's not
Walmart
regulated.
And DNC have been hit up. I know definitely in the state of New York, again, right, because they've not been regulated, and they have been proven. It has been proven just that their pills that have been that are by them are not what they are advertised to be.
And that's so disturbing for GNC to be one of those retailers.
I don't think with GNC anyway.
Really,
it's Collision Central.
Yeah,
I don't mess with that. I mean, but again, it's still the consumer's responsibility. Just like when you go to the doctor and you get a prescribed drug, they give you all the documentation from your pharmacist. But the doctor doesn't tell you every single side effect, every single this. It is your responsibility as the patient, the consumer, the person that's putting it into your body to make sure that you know what's going in and to ask the right questions and to find out, it is best for you. So at some point, it is your responsibility. Even though they as the manufacturer, the producer, they do have some responsibility. But at the end of the day, their bottom line is about the green dollar bill. They don't care
right.
whether you they help you or don't help you.
Right.
Prescription drugs.
Well, they know
on you.
Yeah, the only reason they got it on the market because they knew it would sell.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm the real
like
reason
that,
why they got
it
on the damn.
What?
Every time I start talking, you jump right over me, man.
I start talking and then you start talking. Go
anyway,
ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
I don't know. I don't even know. All right,
good.
Go ahead.
All right, good. What I was going to say is the real reason why that they really putting the stuff out there is because,
yeah.
Well, I don't say the real reason, but one of the reasons why I know this happens is because they know there's more side effects to these drugs that they prescribe you with, and you're going to be back in order to treat the side effects you took that you're getting from the first ones you took. If you're taking something to help your kidneys out, that drug is going to affect your bladder. So now you got to come back and get some more drugs to take care of your bladder. And if you go take the pills that's going to help your bladder out, that's going to affect your liver. And now you're going to have to go take some pills to help your liver out. And then when you take the ones that go take care of your liver, it's going to affect your blood sugar. Now you got to go, all of a sudden you're a diabetic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like like you said, the only color that matters, the only thing that matters to people is green. A lot of these prescriptions, you know, I say practitioners out there in the medical field are, you know, legal drug dealers, B. Because they give you one thing, and it's going to trip up three more organs in your body that need some attention. Now you got to come back and get three new drugs to help them out, and it's going to trip up some more. It's a chain reaction, man, snowball effect. And they know this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And the real thing is, man, there's a lot of natural causes, a lot of natural remedies out there that helps preventing the maintenance and curing a lot of these diseases, man. A lot of all these diseases that come, quote-unquote, naturally, there's natural cures for them on this planet. But that's not going to be brought to the attention of the people because that's going to take away from the multi-billion-dollar industry of the
that's
pharmaceutical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That's right. That's right. That's why it's our responsibility to know what we have going on with us so that we can treat it the most natural way possible so that we don't end up letting other people kill us. And you want to blame somebody else. No, you didn't do your due justice. They didn't kill you. You killed you. Read. Know what
that's
you're putting
right.
in your body.
Yeah.
But the real talk about it is that these medicines that they prescribe to us, the last point I'm making, these medicines that they prescribe to us, they don't help cure the situation. It just helps you live with it. So you got to keep coming back. It doesn't worsen it. It helps you live with the ailment that you have. None of these,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to give you no miracle drug that's going to help cure diabetes, or help cure cancer. All these drugs they're putting you on is helping you live with it so you keep coming back to them. Think about it. So you're still going to have that same ailment down the road, but it's not curing it. It's just helping you live with it. So that's all I got. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. Now, what's going on?
I'm kind of passionate about this stuff.
What's going on with this marriage?
Okay, so my question regarding marriage is, what sort of boundaries do you set when it comes to friends of the opposite sex?
For
who,
my spouse.
Okay, let me throw the either of you, and let me throw the variable in there. Friends that, okay, you had male friends before, you know, of course you married your husband, he had female friends, and we're talking, you know, strictly platonic, no one that you've ever, you know, swung an episode with, you know, had a one-night stand with, you know, had a crush on, anything like that, just straight friends. How do you manage that?
Well, I believe that no new friends are allowed, and there's only certain old friends. For instance, I'll be transparent. When I got with my husband Fred before he passed, now Terrence, you know, Terrence and I have been friends for umpteen years. So
mm-hmm.
like I told my husband, I'm like, Terrence is a fixture, period. He's not going
right.
anywhere. And
right.
my best friend Toya, you know, not going anywhere. These two people are going to be around. So what I did was make sure that my husband knew them, was comfortable with them, met them, that he knew they were in our presence, and it's okay. No, like I said, I didn't introduce anybody new into the relationship, but the ones that, you know, are my true blue that's going to be there with him, you know, if he's not going to be there, if he is, whatever the case may be, I make sure he knows who they are. They're a part of our lives, not just my life, and I expect the same from him.
Or, so, and we were one big happy family. I love you,
I love you, too. But, yeah, I think it should always happen. I don't believe that. And I'm going to tell my husband, you need to get rid of this. But my husband being in the military, he picked up new friends all the time because of duty stations changed. His, you know, wherever he was stationed at for these, you know, certain years, it changed. And that's fine. But you do have those friends that's just going to stick around forever. And I'm okay with those. But the new ones, they're your friends at work. You know, they may come over for the cookout. But, you know, if these are acquaintances, especially those female ones. The men, you know, they're going to drink, they're going to do what they do. But the females, you know, moving from place to place, okay, they use your female friends at work. If they need to come to my house, they better not come to my house when I'm not there. They can come from the cookout. If it's not a cookout, they don't need to come and visit because we're not them kind of friends. Those are the kind of relationships we need to work on. And the only thing I can do is trust him that he's not going to do anything other than respect me. So he knows how I feel about it. So, and that's what I had to do.
That part again.
So, I mean,
that part again.
I had to trust him. I had
Thank
to trust
you.
Him. But and he did violate my trust and develop a friendship with a female that with somebody new. And, you know, he came back from a deployment, and next thing you know, he's trying to introduce me to her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, dude, first of all, you've been gone for 6-7 months. Now you want to introduce me to some new boy that you didn't befriend on the ship? I felt some type of way about it. And I didn't, you know, and we went home. We talked about it, and so he understood where I was coming from. And like I had to explain to him, I'm not a tit-for-tat person, but for a man, if I was to do the same thing as a man, it would be disrespectful to you. So don't disrespect me by bringing this woman and think I'm supposed to receive her because y'all are buddy-buddy for the past 7 months. That's not working for me because as a woman, I know women have ulterior motives, just like as a man, you know, men have ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just have to, again, but it still goes to trust. And then communication. I had to let him know I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't happy. I didn't like it. And this is what I'm not going to stand for. And then from there, I had to trust that he was going to do the right thing by me and show me respect and love. So there you go.
All right.
That's it?
I don't know if that hurt or helped you, say, but that's all I got.
No, it did.
You're right on. You're right on because, I mean, I share the same sentiment. But, you know, let's take a quick break real quick. No, it's 9:47, y'all. I'll come back and give my perspective on that, and yeah, we go from there. We'll be right back. Team,
yo, this remix goes out to everybody out there that call themselves keeping it real. From yours truly, Escobar and Big R. From New York to Chi-Town, check it out now. Commissioner Steve Staff, Trackmaster QB. Check it, yo. Low profile, rap style, slick is new now. Get the crew pounds every time we cover new ground. Still surviving, but there's a few down. Back in the essence, I'm asking questions on the phone with jail adolescents. Quiet confessions, the system's applying the pressure. My mind is guessing, it's living and dying a lesson. But not to be obliged with the mirage of cars. Take me off track from what the guards focus on hard. Laid up smoking cigars, motion and maze to bring me toast to next kosher. Ice chokers and wolves to smoke it. My wisdom culture lives in ultra madness. Devoted coach bag bitch. Rope the average nigga hopes to get mad rich. But what's the purpose? Only the gods could watch the earth twist. I'm physically trapped down on the surface with all the crack merchants, snakes and serpents, foul jakes that searches. Clowns with 4 pounds, this ain't a circus. Circus.
Street dreamer, oh mercy, mercy me. Ain't nothing
corner with the thugs, late night under the moon as they assume I'm slinging drugs, cause I'm hooded up, thought a G at night wasn't good enough, push my luck, yo they had a brother putting cups, luckily made it out of court comfortably, judge said I need a job, ain't nothing coming free, could've got a 1-3, I try to school these shorties under me, but they can't see from life to death, so now we back to where we never left the ghetto, it's a damn shame, knowing it's a man's game, shorties think it's time to make your plans change, all that running around trying to chase, what's already here, been there, it's going nowhere, pops told me knock a luck, no fear. I wish some of these killings they could be prevented. Whatever happens, it was written, meaning God meant it. But during life, you put your heart in it. Even though it seems we being targeted, let that brother all hit it.
Street dreamer, homeless and mercy me. Ain't nothing out there.
Dreams are right. That's a very apropos song for what we was kind of discussing behind the screen right here. Whatever. CeeLo, you bought a shocking discovery.
new light discovery.
You brought new light to the situation.
Right.
Please explain.
Yes.
And, you know, we got to be quick about it. We got 9 minutes left.
Yeah. Oral sex and marriage. That is the topic that I brought up because I've seen a lot of married couples argue about oral sex or share with me that they argued about oral sex. A lot of times, you know, the women aren't doing, you know, the oral sex prior to marriage. And then when they put a ring on it, you know, the guy's thinking, oh, now she's going to, you know, perform fellatio. And she never does or doesn't want to.
But I don't understand. Why would it be expected after the fact if it wasn't popping off before?
Right.
Because, well, right, I think that, go ahead, Sam.
No. I was just going to say that I think that why, as in a man's point, it's kind of like what the first question you asked me. Is everything like all bets off, like all privacy out the window or whatever like that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think along those lines, all barriers should be lifted in a man's mind or just in anybody's mind, I would say at that point. I'm not even saying just a man, but just anybody who may be thinking along those guidelines, all barriers should be lifted. This is my wife. I could do, you know, we should be able to do whatever we want, however we want it, wherever we want it, whenever we want. And there should be no qualms about it. Or any kind of heat thrown back in my way. But, fellas, I got news for you out there. If she's not doing it before you put a ring on it, trust me, she's not going to do it after it.
No, that's my point. That's bottom line.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I mean,
birthdays and holidays.
If you love her,
birthdays and holidays.
Because let's not forget about my homeboy that I was telling you about. Who's going without any kind of activity, period, for up to 8 month stretches. So we know there was no mouth involved with none of that either for 8 months. Damn.
Right.
I don't know.
That's against the law somewhere.
That's
against the law somewhere.
Everywhere.
Yo, for real.
I'm quite sure. That might even be in the Bible. I don't even think.
Yo, you breaking the 11th commandment, B. That's the 11th commandment.
Right. Right, exactly. That shall perform fellatio on said, well, husband or wife. I mean,
no, damn right.
I've never seen.
I mean, it goes both ways. Yes, it's a two-way street. Damn right.
If they don't perform, fellatio prior to marriage, nine times out of ten, they're not going to do it when they're married.
They're not.
And remember, we talked about how a lot of women's their mindsets change after they get married. And they become what they think a woman is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
as far
as
traditional thought.
Yeah, that goes to the mindset. Because a lot of times, some women, and we talked about this before, also, how some women get married just for the wedding. They're more in love with the wedding than they are the person they're married to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because that whole the ambiance surrounding the wedding and the show that it is. You know, the display, the amount of attention that you get is more appealing to the person. So whoever they'll settle with at the time, that's all that matters. And then once the luster, the sheen wears off from it, then, you know, you just wake up saying, hey, I just got some regular old crackers. And then after that, hey, you in a contractually binding relationship. You
know what I'm saying?
Right.
No Ritz, baby.
No Ritz.
What about?
If that situation does not present itself readily prior to you exchanging vows, don't count on it to automatically increase afterwards. Because that's the thing of the past, man. It's not, that ship done sailed. You had your chance to correct it, and it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
By no means. I don't understand why they need to get married at that point. That means
he's
going to cheat.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, she gonna cheat.
There you go. One is gonna happen eventually because somebody that's, you know, gung ho about it needs it in their life to keep them balanced. They're gonna find it somewhere. Promise you that.
Right.
Promise
and
you.
Count it out. Count it up as a need and not a lie. And
that's
not
right.
Feel bad about it.
And they'll be able to justify it. And I know they'll be able to justify it mentally.
They were already being justified it before they did it.
Before it happened, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So
be
clear. Set your standards. Set your guidelines. Set, you know, stick to your guns. If it's something you believe strongly in, speak on it, like, early. Don't let it come up after the situation had opportunity to be addressed and you decide to just let it brush under the rug. Nah, if you're passionate about something, speak on it. The other person will respect you more by doing that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, how can they be mad at you for being honest? That's the thing about it. Honesty is key, man. Honesty and compromise. And, you know, that C word right there, man. Compromise, that's what it's really all about. That's what it's really all about.
People don't know how to do that.
Gotta be in the middle of the road somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's a foreign language.
There's three things that have to be in a marriage, and there are three C's, right?
Now, this is coming from a divorced person now, folks.
Yes, it is.
Right. So take these words. So tread lightly, y'all.
Take
tread
these
lightly
words
on these words.
Wise.
Go ahead. Just, you know.
Whatever. Okay. Damn it. You got to be courteous. You got to be considerate of each other's feelings and such. But you also have to be willing to compromise.
True.
Yeah.
And I am divorced because I know when to get the hell out. Yeah, right. I said yes. And I got out and stayed out for a while.
I think Eli got out. I think Eli knew you was crazy, Kilo.
Okay, no. You mean I knew
snap.
He was crazy?
No, wow. What's your husband's name?
I know, right?
Yes.
What? He still wants to marry me.
They straight calling names out here.
They are.
Yeah,
right.
I'm about to say, you heard me. I'm like, they
ain't nobody scared.
Right.
Ain't nobody scared.
Not 58, everybody. Hey, thanks for rocking
Madam
with us. We're crazy on this show.
Yeah, so that's my move over there, Dee Dee. Yeah.
That's the first song.
I've known you for a very long time.
First song.
You know, I got this, Dee. You my boo.
Yes, you are my boo.
Hey, we're back on Friday, same time, everybody, 9 p.m. Thanks for helping us to be one of the craziest shows on the Internet. We appreciate you. I love this show. Hey, take us home, folks.
Yeah, well, whatever you do, do it well. Yeah. See y'all Friday.
I want to tell
yo,
all the
I just started getting
girls
the show.
Take some of that back pressure off.
All right.
Love your girl. Titties out. That's what
we're
talking about.
The Social Lab, that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman, Save James, Madam C. Dee Dee Willingham, Koya, myself, Hot Chocolate, and Nokia.
Happy
take
birthday,
it back to
Kim.
Africa. Black history from take it back to Africa.
Yes. I'm on that. Hey.
All right, show's over.